New Millennium Audio presents Baggage Claim by David E. Talbert, read by Kim Fields. Prologue. Being a flight attendant for the last 13 years and looking for Mr. Wright for almost as long, there are two things I know a lot about: men and baggage. Given the amount of time and travel spent with both, I've come to the conclusion that there are five kinds of men, like there are five kinds of baggage. First, there's the overnight bag kind of man, great for the pick-up-and-go kind of girl, spontaneous, alive, convenient, never makes a plan because he never has a plan and expects you to drop whatever your plans are at a moment's notice. Most of the time you do, because you can always count on having a good time, or at the very least, some good sex. Problem is, overnight bag man is not very practical. Eventually, you're going to need more room for the stuff you've picked up along the way. You'll want him to handle more, but he can't, even if he wants to, because he simply doesn't have the capacity. Then there's the garment bag kind of man. He's accustomed to the finer things in life. Handsome, articulate, well-groomed, went to the best schools, eats at the fanciest restaurants, and drives only European cars. Garment bag man often hangs framed pictures, articles, and certificates around his house that highlights his favorite person, himself. When it rains, he runs inside for cover. He sleeps with a scarf and spends more time in the mirror primping than you do. Though garment bag man is extremely fashionable, he isn't too sturdy. He can't cope with the hard knocks, the potholes, or the crash landings that life inevitably brings.